O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show.
And we are back. Craig Laughlin from Comcast Sports. He is the color commentator for the Washington Capitals. We'll be talking NHL hockey with us coming up in the...
It's the Mike O'Mara
Next break. We also are debuting a brand new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. It is the stupid question of the day.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go through here and see... Well, is this our stupid question music?
Yes,
right
we have music for that.
Yes, the stupid question of the day. I'm, learning all these sound effects as I go through here with my new little machine, but the stupid question of the day, Trevor Immelman from South Africa.
He won the Masters yesterday.
That was going to be my stupid question of the day.
Well, that's not the one we prepared.
I know, but this I was switching it. I was doing an audible right now.
An audible.
Yes. You see?
All right, here we go. Here's the stupid question of the day. I'm going to make it up as we go along.
All right.
Over the weekend, the Washington Capitals had a playoff hockey game that involved actually two, one Friday, one Sunday. Tell me the name of the team that they played. They won one and lost one. Be caller 100, and we will give you a pair of tickets to Ultimate Warrior Challenge, mixed martial arts. That is the biggest MMA event ever at the Patriot Center, Saturday, April 26th. Visit UWCMMA.com or Ticketmaster for event info. Once again, the stupid question of the day. Tell me the name of the team the Capitals played. Duh.
I hope someone gets it.
I suppose, you know, if you're if you're from somewhere else in the country, that might be very difficult. But then again, you won't want to go to the MMA thing.
Exactly.
There we go. Without further ado, let us get to the first buzz of the day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome in, Buzz.
Hi, Mike. Hey, first, here's what the rest of the media is reporting. The head of the Roman Catholic Church arrives in Washington tomorrow. Pope Benedict will be greeted by President Bush. A more formal greeting comes Wednesday when the President and First Lady welcome the Pope to the White House. The pontiff will also visit New York at the end of the week, addressing the UN on Friday.
Now, is it me, or does it seem that the whole Pope thing is getting more play than it should? I mean, I understand JP2, you know, that was a big deal, but this guy, I guess it's the Pope thing.
He's never been here before. There are tens of millions of Catholics in this country. To them, or some of them anyway, it's a big deal.
Will you be going?
I don't know.
I saw JP2 when he was here.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went down. I wanted to see the hat.
What circumstance? Was he, like, doing a signing? Or?
Yeah, he's doing a book signing.
That's right.
No, the last time, you remember when he came the last time to Washington, D.C.? It was a big deal. You don't remember that?
Vaguely, I guess. I mean, I'm considerably younger than you and certainly him.
It was fun. He actually had the parade route go up by the vice president's house, and I went down and saw him in the mobile, the Pope mobile. It was great.
Oh, I do remember now because he was in the glass thing.
Yeah, he had the special little machine.
Righto.
Pope mobile.
And I was kind of raised a Catholic.
Well, I was too.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, you were a Catholic for what, an hour?
No. Until I got married. And then I had to quit because if I didn't join the church, you had to pay.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on a second.
So many rules.
You've been spewing... like non-Catholic stuff since I've been working with you. What do you mean when you got married? You were not talking.
Well, I've never been.
You weren't like going to Mass up until you got married.
I went to Mass through college.
You did?
Absolutely.
Doesn't he talk like he's Mr. Non-Catholic?
I had no idea.
Well, you have to admit.
Now, listen. We all have to know each other a little bit better.
All right.
Well, explain your whole. What happened to the whole Catholic thing with you?
Well, a lot of hocus pocus.
See, why do you say that?
Why do I say that?
Wait a minute. You were raised in the Catholic Church.
I was. I was baptized or christened a Catholic, and I went to CCD.
What pissed you off to call it hocus pocus?
Well, I just...
Something had to happen. Were you touched by a priest?
I was never touched by a priest.
Were you manhandled by a nun or something like that?
I did the whole thing, and then I just started thinking about it. And it just seems there's a lot of stand up, sit down, you're putting water on your forehead, they're throwing ashes around,
But here's the funny thing. When you talk about it, you talk about it like you weren't a part of it, but you said you went to Mass like through college?
Yeah.
From when you were born?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
But if you compare it
to... Did you know this?
No idea.
See, already
I've mentioned this.
But we've learned something about you.
You see, you should listen.
No, you're a conjurer is what you are.
I'm a fascinating individual.
You're a conjurer is what you are.
You learned from the best.
You are a conjurer.
No, I went to St. John's in McLean, Virginia, and that's where I got all my Catholicing done.
See, something happened to him.
You've shaken him. Yes.
Nothing has happened.
All right.
Nothing
something
has happened.
Deep and dark.
You know, one of the features we're going to have in the coming months is the Rob Report. And,
I look forward to that.
Note to self. On Rob Report, Rob talks about his Catholic upbringing.
Yes,
I'd like
please.
To hear that.
Senator Barack Obama says he could have used a better choice of words in the comments he made last week at a fundraiser in San Francisco. The Democratic presidential candidate says he's not surprised that small-town residents in Pennsylvania hit by economic hardship, quote, get bitter and cling to guns or religion. I believe we have tape of
we
that.
We do have tape of Barack. One moment, the CD player.
And Hillary's not not too happy about this.
I think it's a bunch of crap,
well.
Frankly.
Well,
I really do.
Isn't that the meat of a presidential campaign anyway?
You come from small-town America. I come from small-town America.
Right?
I was raised a Catholic.
Rob's Catholic. Still is.
We do have tape of Barack talking about small-town America.
Let's hear what he has to say.
You go into some of these small towns in Pennsylvania. A lot of small towns.
Stop the tape for a second. Yeah. That was a Barack Obama. Where was that recorded? In the trunk of his car?
No, you see, here's the thing is the tape shouldn't have ever gotten out. This was at a closed-door fundraiser.
Okay, I'll be very quiet.
You have to. It gets a little better.
I'll be very quiet. Sounds like it was recorded, like, secretly.
Not a public speech.
Okay. I did it right after Mass.
All right.
Yeah. The jobs have been gone now for 25 years, and nothing's replaced it. And they've gone through the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, and each successive administration has said that somehow these communities are going to regenerate, and they have not. So it's not surprising then that they get better and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them or anti-immigrant sentiment or, you know, anti-trade sentiment. A way to explain their frustrations.
All right. The quote from Barack that's causing all this crap,
right?
Everything you're hearing is that he made a comment about the fact that people in small-town America, mm-hmm. they some of them, not all of them, he didn't
right.
say all of them.
That's right.
He said some of them are into guns.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a small town. Some of my friends were into guns.
Right, or religion.
They hold on to certain anti-immigration sentiments. Yeah, I've talked to
sure.
a lot of people
sure.
in small-town America that feel that way. What was the other part of it? I mean, there was one other a little part of it that I don't remember.
And religion.
And religion.
Guns, religion.
You go into small-town America, you have a lot of people into religion. What I don't understand is why when he said this, well, they're flipping it on him because I
right.
don't think when he said it, it's the truth.
They're using this to make him appear to be elitist, which is what has put the kibosh on other Democratic presidential campaigns.
And this is what makes me mad when they do this, because the fact is, I think what he said was really based in truth. And I think anybody that's been around small town America
you
knows
know what he meant.
People, a lot of people like guns. A lot of people go to, you know, the church and then shoot on the, you know, on the day hunting season opens. And they also, you know, feel threatened by immigrants. And I don't think that's, I mean, that's not a sweeping stereotype. And I don't necessarily think it's elitist, but of course they're, you know, they're seizing on anything they can get their hands on.
'Tis the season.
Yeah. I just don't, I think it's a bunch of BS.
Do you want to hear Hillary's response to that?
Yes, please.
Okay.
She seized on it, didn't she?
Oh, absolutely.
She and McCain, but here's Hillary.
I also disagree with Senator Obama's assertion that people in this country cling to guns and have certain attitudes about immigration or trade simply out of frustration. People of all walks of life hunt, and they enjoy doing so because it's an important part of their life, not because they are bitter.
More about Hillary and guns later in the show.
You know, I see where, and now she's refined it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because she's spinning, though.
She jumped out on it initially and made the elitist comments, but what she's saying right now is she's saying it's not out of bitterness.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's making something out of nothing.
She is really spinning this to her advantage, as we'll hear later, though.
She's very into guns.
Oh, she loves it.
Oh, she is now.
She likes to hunt.
She's like Elvis. She has 22 guns on her body at any given time.
And you know what we say on this show, Rob? Above all else, don't hunt drunk.
Please, Mike.
Do not hunt drunk.
That's not legal anymore.
Unless it's canned hunting.
That's right.
Denver Nuggets forward Carmelo Anthony is out on bond after being arrested last night on suspicion of DUI. In a statement from his lawyer, Mello cooperated after being pulled over, and he did, in fact, give his consent for a blood test.
That's a little note to all you young drinkers out there. You happen to screw up and you are pulled over, cooperate.
Yeah.
Cooperate fully and be as polite as you possibly can. Be a polite drunk.
I did.
Those are the mainstream headlines. I also found these. Yes, Rob was polite.
Were you polite, Rob?
As could be.
This is the all about let's find new things about Rob. He's raised a Catholic, which I didn't know, and he's now going to talk about his...
Let's just say I have
have a checkered past.
His previous arrest.
A checkered past.
Yeah, Rob spent a night in the tank. Okay, there's the fact. He spent a night. Now, the sole possession of a New York businessman, the man bought the silent black and white film for $1.5 million and has decided to keep it out of public view. Wow. Oh, that's not the one I wanted to hit.
That's it.
There's it really exists? According to the way he paid $1.5 million for it, but he's not going to show it to anyone.
Oh. I want it.
I would show it if I owned it.
So he's saving it?
I guess.
For himself?
Does he state his reasons?
He does not.
All right.
There's a new procedure that can make a man 2 inches taller. It's a scalp implant. The 90-minute operation is being performed in Spain. It's drawing a lot of prospective cops and firefighters who are just under the minimum height requirement.
Hi, I'm in
Spain. Now, what does this do again? What are they going
to
do?
Scalp implant to make you taller. You just cut a little place open on your scalp.
Nothing to do with hair.
Put some plastic in there and sew the scalp back up and makes you 2 inches taller.
How's your Rogaine campaign coming?
On the dark side, you end up looking like Amy Winehouse.
Are you still doing the bald commercials?
The campaign has ended.
Is it Rogaine?
It is. Rogaine foam for men.
Did you get it for free?
I did.
And did it work?
And something else.
Can I see?
Yes, look. I think you're going to be really pleased.
And it's, there it is.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Miraculous.
Isn't it?
That's why I can't believe how much hair you've grown.
That's why I'm sticking with it, Mike.
As a foam, it's great on pie.
Brilliant!
But women who want larger breasts may not have to go under a knife to get them. A Swedish pharmaceutical company has invented a vaccination that may increase a woman's cup size by a full cup size.
Wow.
The two shots cost $6,000.
That might be my favorite already.
And then you quit your job selling real estate and move up north.
Well, that's perhaps, Buzz, a story you can file away. And when the executive producer of the Michael Mara Show gets back into town, we can have a discussion.
It's a good idea.
Very good.
Tell that to Cups McBride.
Coming up in your second, Buzz, how to have a greener sex life the next time you do a little global warming. And coming up in the final, Buzz, today, where tomorrow's tax dollars are going today. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Without further ado, let us get to caller 100 for our stupid question of the day. And right now we're having a little trouble with our software, so I don't know what the caller's name is, but we're going to call, get line number one. Hello, who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Where are you calling from? It sounds like you're far away.
No, I'm calling from a truck.
You're calling from a truck. Are you calling for our stupid question of the day?
I'm calling you about the Boston Red Sox. How about those Red Sox this weekend?
What a terrible mistake that was. We're going to do the stupid question of the day. Hello, right. Mike O'Mara Show. You're calling for the stupid question of the day. Someone didn't know we were doing that, I guess, right?
He's catching up.
He's
it's a new show to him, too, Mike.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air. What's your name?
David.
David, are you ready for the stupid question of the day?
Well, actually, I just wanted to make a comment about Hillary there. If she's caring about the people in Pennsylvania hunting, why didn't she go hunting with Dick Cheney once?
Thanks so much, but we're playing Stupid Question of the Day right now. We don't have time for you, but let's see if we can get one person. We said caller 100,
maybe
did we not?
The question was too hard.
It's all right. The first show. Things are going to work out. Hello, who's this? Hello, Michael Mara Show.
The Stupid Question of the
Day.
Let's
try this line. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I apologize.
That's all right. No need to apologize. So what is your name, sir?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan, even if you're not calling for the stupid question of the day, would you like to play the stupid question of the day?
Always.
All right, we've got UWC tickets on the line, and here we go.
I think he's qualified.
Over the weekend, it was the Stanley Cup first round, and the Washington Capitals played what team in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Who, me?
I'm asking you that question. That's our stupid boy. We might have a loser on the stupid question.
A little
today.
Too challenging, perhaps.
Yeah. I'm a big loser. Sure, we'll go with B.
I'm terribly sorry. That is not the correct answer, but thanks. You can call tomorrow when we play Stupid Question of the Day. Let's go to this line, number four. Hello, who's this?
This is Beth.
Hello, Beth. Would you like to play the stupid question of the day?
I most certainly would.
A feature that's debuting today and will
Gladys?
Be gone.
Yeah, that would be the Beth, I think.
Is this Gladys Kravitz?
She died on Friday.
Is Gladys?
No, this is Beth.
This is Beth. Beth from Kansas. Wichita.
Beth yes. equals Gladys.
I don't know who you're speaking of.
Tell me the truth, or I'm going to hang up.
I'm the former, yeah.
Now, tell me, is this Gladys Kravitz?
Hi, guys. Welcome to your great new show.
You know.
I didn't have to do that.
Oh, God. Rob.
What to do?
We're coming back tomorrow with the stupid question. I don't have the energy for it.
You know what? I think
we're throwing it out the window just because Gladys is called
oh,
in.
Oh, pshaw.
Pshaw.
Gladys, one moment. Tomorrow, will the question be the same?
That's what makes it the stupid question of the day.
That'll be excellent. That'll save on show prep.
This was merely a template.
Gladys, how are you?
I'm just fine and dandy.
Now, why did you call with a sneaky little secret
sneaky
name?
I saw all these idiots not knowing that it was a stupid question
Don't
of the day
it.
Game, and I just called in.
Don't say the answer.
What can we do for you, Gladys?
I was wanting to play the game.
You really want to play the game?
I do.
But you have to understand this is kind of a local game we're playing here in D.C.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I mean, you're not going to be able to go to the UWC function
no,
at
I
the
won't.
Patriot Center on April 26th, are you?
You're absolutely correct.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry I forgot that point.
So
I forget a lot of things.
I guess it's safe to say in the new era you're going to be with us, Gladys. Is that true?
I will refrain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess she'll be with us. All right, Gladys.
I love you guys, and congratulations on your new show.
And good luck going to the county fair with your prize piglet.
Yes, I will, but fattening her up.
Yeah, fatten her up every day, Gladys.
All right, love you guys.
Bye, see you later.
Love you.
Take care. Lovely Gladys Kravitz.
That's
always nice.
Nice
to hear from her. All right, I'm excited because this is an old friend of mine that'll be coming up in the next break. Craig Lachlan, the color commentator for Comcast Sportsnet and the Washington Capitals. He will be joining us to talk NHL hockey. Do either one of you guys know anything about the NHL?
Not a thing. I love the Lachlan group, though.
Well, I will tell you, the town is on fire.
It is.
The town is absolutely on fire. They've caught Caps fever. Mm-hmm. Rock the red, Rob.
I'm doing it even as we speak.
Rock the red. We'll be back with Locker on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.